Trend number two, pre-selling the future. Consumers, philanthropists, and investors are increasingly looking to support and shape products, good works, and business ideas long before they become reality. Some time ago, our friends at TrendWatching.com highlighted the emerging population they refer to as presumers. These are consumers who are clamoring to support, be involved with, and fund products and services at the pre-launch stage. And it's this group that is fueling the burgeoning crowdfunding movement. In a segment called Bypassing Wall Street, in the January 2012 issue of Trends, we discuss the forms of crowdfunding that are relevant to the businesses that could not get attention from traditional venture capitalists. The kind of funding networks in which presumers get involved only overlap slightly with those. According to the 2013 Crowdfunding Industry Report from Mass Solution, a research firm specializing in the crowdsourcing and crowdfunding industries, crowdfunding is accelerating at an unprecedented rate. And it's impacting government policy, informing enterprise innovation, and changing the role of financial institutions around the world. In fact, it looks like global crowdfunding volumes will exceed $5 billion in 2013. According to Carl Eposti, CEO of Mass Solution, while lending, donation, and reward-based crowdfunding have thus far been leading this global financial revolution, equity-based crowdfunding is about to take center stage in the U.S. The Jobs Act, which will allow non-accredited investors to make investments in exchange for equity, is expected to go into effect by the end of 2013. Although crowdfunding offers a growing number of countries with opportunities to access funds, North America and Europe raise much more capital than platforms in other regions. Specifically, in 2012, North American crowdfunding volumes grew 105% to $1.6 billion, and European crowdfunding volumes grew 65% to $945 million. The growth in funding volumes was primarily driven by lending and donation-based crowdfunding and by adoption of reward-based crowdfunding. The growth in lending volumes mainly stemmed from crowdfunded microloans and community-driven loans. Donation-based crowdfunding plus reward-based crowdfunding grew 85% to $1.4 billion. Lending-based crowdfunding grew 111% to $1.2 billion, and equity-based crowdfunding grew 30% to $116 million. In our Bypassing Wall Street segment, we focused on lending and equity-based crowdfunding. But in order to understand presumers, we'll focus here on donation and reward-based crowdfunding. For presumers, the latest phenomenon is what the Integer Group consultancy calls pre-tail. It's a mode of consumption in which consumers treat crowdfunding platforms as the new shopping malls. TrendWatching.com cites four factors fueling pre-tail. The first factor is the expanding global brain. Crowdfunding has unleashed the collective creativity, entrepreneurialism, and intelligence of thousands of individuals and startups around the world. And via a range of crowdfunding platforms, anyone with an idea can present that idea to consumers who can then pre-purchase it. So, for the first time ever, the diversity, inventiveness, and sheer numbers of innovations on offer in the consumer arena can actually match the imaginations of consumers. Better yet, consumers can proactively suggest what it is they would like to see introduced or built. Some of them may try to do it themselves, resulting in the ultimate convergence of making and consuming. The result is about consumers demanding what they want from entrepreneurs and getting it. The second factor is the ability to create a perfect market fit. Consumers indulging in pre-tail are driven by the thrill of being early, mixed with the thrill of finding a truly exciting or useful or relevant product, especially if it's something so unusual that it would have never made it down a traditional brand's production line. And because the aforementioned global brain can present an endless array of innovations to consumers at near zero cost and zero risk, the scope of the pre-tail market is nearly infinite. Furthermore, since consumers only pre-purchase the innovations they really want so as to ensure that those ideas are realized and they ignore those they don't want, pre-tail is as close to a perfect market as economists can imagine. Finally, the instant feedback from presumers helps innovators see very rapidly whether or not their product idea is serving the desires of consumers. This feedback helps them tweak their product ideas and ensures that products are a perfect fit when they are realized. The third factor driving the pre-tail phenomenon is the ability to create instant trust. The trust barriers that would traditionally have stopped consumers from embracing pre-tail are rapidly being eroded. In a consumer arena made transparent by online connectivity, there is no hiding place for creators who fail to meet their promises. Consumers know this, and they know that creators know it. That means consumers can have confidence that most creators will deliver the products or services they are promising. The fourth factor is the ability to transition from pre-tail to e-tail to retail. Products and businesses innovative enough to generate sales while still at the idea stage are precisely what conventional e-tailers and retailers are looking for, and that is where the mass market for the product really exists. In fact, a new breed of pre-tail sites, such as Christie Street and Crown Supply, are already blurring the boundaries between pre-tail and e-tail, making it easy for customers to buy the products created by successful crowdfunded projects even long after they've reached their funding targets. This contrasts with Kickstarter, the leading donation and reward crowdfunding site that doesn't offer any e-commerce facilities and requires customers to track the products down elsewhere. Given this trend, we offer the following forecasts for your consideration. First, after the Jobs Act goes into effect in late 2013, we'll see an explosion of activity in the equity-based crowdfunding segment. This legislation eliminates a number of regulatory obstacles that have stymied equity-based crowdfunding. In the near term, expect to see a proliferation of such equity-based crowdfunding sites and, more importantly, an increase in the number of business concepts seeking funding via this channel. For the first time, companies that lack the scale needed for traditional venture capital will have access to funding without the pain and frustration of targeting a big angel investor. Prospective investors and entrepreneurs need to recognize both the high risk and high reward associated with idea stage venture investing. Second, through at least 2018, donation-based crowdfunding will continue to grow as success stories motivate a wider community to participate. Unlike lending and equity-based crowdfunding, the payoff is highly subjective. As long as people are convinced that their funding is making a better world possible, they will continue to donate. Third, pre-tailing will become a widely accepted method of launching truly innovative businesses. It's the perfect example of bootstrapping, holding on to equity and avoiding debt by getting customers to provide the capital in exchange for the promised delivery of the product at a future date. Soon, we'll see the first true pre-tail blockbuster product, funded by consumers and then transitioned to traditional retail stores, where it will be bought by millions of consumers. Inevitably, there will be some disappointed presumers who buy from inept or unscrupulous entrepreneurs. But those will be obscured by all those who were the first to get something really extraordinary. And fourth, only a few crowdfunding platforms will be big successes, with a major shakeout coming by 2020. The crowdfunding business is governed by low barriers to entry and strong network effects. Therefore, just as in the case of social networks, expect to see only a few winners and many losers. As with any two-sided market, crowdfunding depends on attracting the right mix of funders and fundees. And that will depend on creating the right reputation early on.